Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Michael Harrison is here, who's the publisher, the editor of Talkers.com, the place to go online to find out what is going on in the world of talk. News talk radio stations are the basis for the work that's done by Talkers Magazine, discovering the top 10 stories every week, the topics, etc., and who the most talked about people are. So it's Michael's job to go through those lists.
And that's why I'm here, and I'm about to give you the list as it stands for this past week. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and also Wimbledon's tourney. I like the word tourney. At number 9, we have the Cruz-Holmes divorce. At number 8, we have Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr.'s absence and issues about his mental and emotional well-being. At number 7, Russia-Syria military connection. At number 6, the Penn State Sandusky case review. At number 5, affordable care law. At number 4, the Eurozone debt crisis. At number 3, weak job numbers tied with the financial markets activity. At number 2, we have Obama's tax cut extension proposal. And at number 1, the 2012 presidential race. Among the top 10 people, or at least the top 10 slots that we have of conversation about individuals, we have at number 10, Roger Federer tied with Serena Williams. At number 9, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. At number 8, Jesse Jackson Jr. 7 is Vladimir Putin and Bashar al-Assad. At number 6, Hillary Clinton. At number 5, Joe Paterno, Graham Spanier, Gary Schultz, Tim Curley. At number 4, Louis Free and Jerry Sandusky. At number 3, we have Nancy Pelosi. At number 2, we have Mitt Romney. And Barack Obama is number 1.
You know, when looking over these, I wonder sometimes about the ideas that come into your head when you see these, especially the people, never mind the issues, because the issues, well, maybe this is, we'll tie them together. The Obama, as you listed here, tax cut extension proposal. And this is very interesting because the news media and most of the people on News Talk Radio have fallen into this hole of calling it the Obama tax cut. It isn't. It was George Bush's tax cut proposal. And Obama's trying to take credit, and the news media, willing co-conspirator, makes it sound like this is Obama's deal, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, it's confusing also with as to whose taxes are we cutting.
Yeah.
and extending somebody else's tax cut, does it become your tax cut? And are we cutting the taxes of the – are we extending the cut of the taxes of the very wealthy?
Yeah.
Or are we cutting the taxes of the people who are not that wealthy?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head because you understand the issue. Most people doing talk radio, and I think a lot of the folks who are talking in general about this don't get that the tax cut is for everybody, no matter how wealthy they are. It's on the first $250,000 of your income, no matter what your category. And I don't think a lot of people think, okay, it stops. If you make $250,000, you get a tax cut. Everybody else over that is going to pay. No, it's less income tax for everybody's first $250,000.
Yeah, I don't think I think, you know, without you and I delving into the details of the tax cut issue, because that will put
boring
all of our listeners to sleep. I think that you make a very good point that talk show hosts, listeners, politicians alike, journalists don't fully grasp the complexity of issues that we banter about with these terms and these word symbols like Obamacare, you know, and things like that. And we talk about them in terms of black and white. They're far more complex. There are many, many pages to these bills.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people are talking through their hats. They don't. They just don't know what's going on. Not that I'm an expert on all the details, but at least I'm smart enough to know what I don't know.
Yeah. That's a great – I love that. I just sort of learned that expression recently. I know what I know, and I know what I don't know.
Right.
And it's important for people to get a grip on things like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people are on the air mouthing off. And it's not just, you know, our people, because you know, we're kind of a quasi-entertainment information
opinion
medium.
People like the entertainment value that there is listening to some of these folks, yeah.
And but I mean, when it comes down to real serious discussion, some of these issues demand concentration.
Yeah.
I think the biggest problem in our society today is that the media is obsessed with servicing the limitations that are imposed upon us by widespread attention deficit disorder.
That's the lowest common denominator, Steph.
Yeah, yeah, attention deficit disorder. I mean, if you talk to anybody for more than 30 seconds about anything, they're going to glaze over or run away. And some of these issues are far more complex than that.
Yep, they sure are. Now, let me, the number 10 item normally on the Talkers Countdown has to do with sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera. The All-Star Game is important this week and a lot of other Major League Baseball action. It becomes, and certainly the Penn State scandal has been big, not only on conventional news talk stations, but also on the sports stations. In fact, the world of sports talk has changed so much. It's become a big, big factor in spoken word formats to the point where Talkers now has a heavy 100 just for the sports talk world, whereas I think you sort of put them all together before, did you not?
Yeah, we did, and we still put together everybody for the general heavy 100 except for sports talkers,
mm-hmm.
because sports talk radio is so big now that it's almost as big as news talk radio.
Yeah.
And it's such a different set of circumstances surrounding it in terms of how it operates, what it sounds like, that we decided to separate the sports talk show hosts into their own galaxy, if you will, and measure them separately.
All right. So what is there in terms of the way sports talk, I go back to my days as a program person without, again, getting everybody's eyes to glaze over or ears to glaze over. I remember doing, we had I ran the news station in town, and we had a wheel. And without, again, it making it too complex, the wheel is where you put in each hour the various stories and how you present it and information and so forth and so on. So I created a news wheel for sports. So we would do from 5 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night, the regular news wheel, and then from in the evening, we go to a sports wheel. We take the same ideas, the same type of stories, the big sports stories, and in Boston, sports is so huge, the thing took off. I mean, I sort of stumbled into it. Man, this thing became a wonderful radio program, and then there were sports stations that developed out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listeners, you know, when you use the term wheel, you're referring to
yes.
the clock.
The clock.
Yeah,
yes,
because
right.
it sounds funny, the sports wheel. What's he talking about?
Yeah, right.
It means the using the clock as your measurement for how much you talk about something and where you talk about it.
Yeah, right. And so it's all programmed. It's the same, by the way. Those of us who have been music personalities, you were, I was, that's how we lived when we were told what to play. We were told when to play it, and, you know, it all the stuff fit into the hour. So the news wheel is maybe
It's interesting you're mentioning that. I think listeners will find this interesting, that the mind of a radio broadcaster measures time in circles. It's funny. The top of the hour, you work your way down to the quarter hour. The half hour is at the bottom. Then you're coming up to the quarter hour. Then you're at the top of the hour. We even use the word top of the hour. And this becomes so ingrained if you're a lifetime broadcaster that you start to view time as a circle as opposed to a linear situation. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is interesting. Lots of interesting things moving forward here. It's the Talk Radio Countdown, and Michael Harrison is here to go through the talkers' list of the top stories and anecdotal things that are important to our format. We'll continue in a moment here.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by visiting our Facebook page and giving us a like. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com. We're talking, as usual, about the stories, and there's always a reference to some of the big sports stories. And because sports radio has become such a big, big, big part of the spoken word format, in a sense, sports talk radio is different in that the type of things that you're listening to these guys, and they sound like they're having more fun, frankly. And there's something about their voices, too. I don't know what it is.
But. Well, actually, I think it makes sports talk radio different than almost every other kind of popular popular talk radio, is that it doesn't matter. It's the most unimportant thing in people's lives that people make important because they choose to.
Yeah.
When you're talking about health care, you're talking about war, you're talking about even in the specialty formats, you're talking about the home improvement, you're talking about health, you're talking about
finance,
relationships.
Yeah.
All of these things have consequences. Mm-hmm. When you think about discussing sports and getting all passionate, getting all wild, making a big deal, is this manager going to stay? Should they do this? Should they? It's all really about nothing of any consequence whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah. Well, very interesting. The fun aspect of it has been lost, or sometimes is lost. A lot of people equate fun and entertainment as the same thing. Entertaining does not necessarily mean it's fun. Entertaining means it's engaging. And therefore, do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, sports is engaging, but I always tell my friends and my wife, I'm going to be really upset if they lose for about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to go on with my life.
Right. Your life isn't changed, whereas
if
things – I mean, most of the things – you look at the items that are in the top 10 this week, how are we really affected at this point by the presidential race? It's just yakety-yak. And you can say that about a lot of the things that are here individually. We're not much affected by any of these things, except maybe who will be the president at the end of the day.
Well, when you stop and think that the president has the power of life and death over thousands of people, there's importance to that.
All right.
It doesn't really matter whether my football team wins or not, other than how I choose to play in my mind that it's important, sort of as a release.
Yeah, maybe unless you get some money on it. Michael Harrison, editor
good
and publisher.
Point.
At Talkers.com. Check out their website every day. Lots of great info on our favorite format, Talkers.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Michael Levine is here. Michael is the founder of the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. He is the country's foremost expert when it comes to PR. He's the go-to guy. I can't tell you how many times you see his name in the New York Times, USA Today, New York Daily News. And recently, much of the focus, Michael, that you have found that people want to get your input on is the Tom Cruise divorce. He and Katie and Scientology, under the circumstances, it would seem to me the two of them have handled the PR aspects of this pretty well in that they're keeping it quiet, yada, yada, yada. But does the Church of Scientology need a PR expert like you?
Well, that's a great question, my friend. I have, I think only Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes have been in the newspaper more than I have lately because people have asked me over and over again, what should they do, what shouldn't they do, and so forth. And you're right. Thus far, it has seemed that this has all worked out very amicably because when you have a small child, anything could happen. And you're right. The possibility of the unflattering headlines regarding the Church of Scientology is very great. There's no question that Tom is a member of a church that is, in America, controversial. In a lot of places in the world, it's controversial and non-traditional. Now, that doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that it's controversial and non-traditional and certainly gets major headlines. When you combine a church like that with Tom Cruise, you have the potentiality for a lot of very unflattering headlines. But thus far, it's been avoided, and I think it's been fortunate, not only for the child, which should be the principal consideration, but also for the two participants and for the church itself.
Man, they always have had, though. Is it just that they're so controversial? Why is it always? They're just everybody's always after them.
Well, listen, the history in America of new and what are perceived as fringe religions being controversial are very great. I mean, 20 or 30 years ago, the same kinds of controversies were discussed very often about Mormons. You know, so
I think it's still coming up about Mormons.
Well,
don't
I agree,
you?
But not to the same degree. I mean, you know, right now we're going through an era where Scientology is the more controversial faith, but there'll be, you know, there'll be a new one in 50 years probably if we follow the same course.
How about the Church of Levine and Stephan?
Right.
Huh?
Well, look, I wish that church were as financially successful as some of the other churches.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move to Jesse Jackson, Jr.
Yep.
People buzzing about his absence. Apparently he has addiction problems and emotional problems, and one wonders how it appears not to have been handled particularly well, because now, you know, the guy's been gone for a month. Where is he gone?
Well, right. The current word is that he's being treated for a mood disorder, and of course that has a very, very ambiguous kind of meaning. You just don't know what that means. But the truth is that I think that he, the congressman's office, and he failed to understand that in the world in which we live, there just is no privacy. You can no longer assume that anything will be private. And to assume it about a very high-profile congressman with a name, Jesse Jackson, is just utterly naive in the extreme. Better to get in front of the story and inoculate yourself from future damage.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, though, with
the news
media as they are. Okay, the Olympics have 2 weeks, I think, until actual start date. And in the meantime, people are not concerned about the athletes and the fact they can only get McDonald's food to eat as a sponsor. People are outraged, as well they ought to be, all the way around this foolishness of them having their uniforms all made in China. What do you think is the matter with these people? Have they got no common sense or sense of PR? I mean, what did they think was going to happen when people started looking at the labels they made in China to the American Olympic contestants' outfits?
Well, it's terrible, but I think, you know, Doug, it is. Look, it's a public relations disaster. There's nothing else to say. However, I do think it's a symbol of a nation that, frankly, has lost its way.
Yeah.
You know, every so often we get these little tiny what would seem like innocuous symbols of things, but they have meaning beyond their meaning, and the symbolism should teach us something. We have fallen so far as a nation in so many ways, manufacturing-wise, but other common sense-wise. We have fallen so far that we actually produce our Olympic uniforms in China. That is how lost as a nation we are.
Just beyond the pale.
Well, you know who had the right word? I don't know if you admire David Brooks in the New York Times.
Yeah.
But I certainly do.
Yeah.
And he was talking this week about some statistics that were coming out. And the word he used, which I love, is horrifying.
Yeah. And it is. It's all this stuff.
Some of the statistics about America, the American that we are living in now, are not troubling, bad, worrisome. They're horrifying.
Yeah, that's a word very descriptive and a word used by a man who understands words. Michael Levine, lbnelert.com, every day. Sign up for that. Michael Levine here on The Countdown.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Talk radio, 800-510-8255 is the connection line. The views that you express will be yours, and that's fine with us. Let's get at it. Views on email, doug@dougstephan.com. Here's one from Luke Satcher, who writes, Dear Doug, is this circus going to keep going until we have bread riots? What's going on Capitol Hill? Don't lawmakers on both sides of the tribalism aisle realize it's only a matter of time before the U.S. is bankrupt? A rally is scheduled for July 17th for Congress and the press. Southeast corner of Capitol grounds on Independence and First. The major media is going to cover it. The protest is about spending. Is that on your mind? Budget issues, 800-510-8255. A lot of people still yakking about where we are in terms of health care, so-called Obamacare, whether it can be repealed or not, regardless of which side you're on, because both sides are guilty of the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, supporting things that are ridiculous. Costs $14 million a day to run Congress. Did you know that? The number includes salaries for congressmen and senators, as well as their staff and various other offices and agencies. The House voted to repeal Obamacare. This is the 31st or maybe 32nd time they've done that. Guess depends on who you ask. Little else gets done on a day when a vote on an issue with this high a profile is brought forth. Why in the world did they do this? They know it's not going to be upheld in the Senate and in the at the president's level. So each time they do this, it costs you $14 million. So to vote on a bill, multiply 14 million by even 30. All right, what do you come up with? It's about if you multiply 3 times 15, that's 45. So they spent $450 million of your tax money screwing around with this stupidity. So what do you think of Congress when you hear those numbers and you think about it that way? Regardless of whether you support Obamacare or not, some things in it are good, some things in it are not. The way it was done, not very, it wasn't done in a way which I think anybody can be proud, but it still is $450 million of your money has been completely wasted. How much of that stuff are you going to put up with? Will, in California, you like the president's plan, eh?
I'm supportive of this Affordable Care Act. I still would have supported a single-payer universal health care, which the government could have operated, but people would still have to pay for it, like it's Medicare for all. But, however, I understand the president saying that he probably had a better opportunity of getting something where people had to buy insurance, just like Governor Romney did in Massachusetts. It's just sad to me that so many people in the right wing don't want to help their fellow citizens. You know, they put up these obstacles to any health care, but this is something that they actually supported through the Heritage Foundation back in the 90s as over universal health care. So I think that they should try to support what the president's doing, make improvements. And I think that Obama, when he got this law passed, he should have tried to have it implemented much sooner, like Romney did in Massachusetts.
All right, so there's a lot of redundancy there. What do you think? 800-510-8255. A lot of people think there's much similarity between the Romney, so-called Romney Care in Massachusetts and Obamacare. The people in Massachusetts, where I live much of the time, do have universal coverage, but a lot of doctors and organizations that are health-oriented don't take it. Back to the original, how do we live? How are we eating? How's our health? Are you involved in prevention? Do you take care of yourself? If that were the case, you wouldn't need all this money. You wouldn't need all this health care. Frank in Michigan, with your thoughts on this.
Most of the negative feeling about the health care law is because of the lies that are out there and poor messaging by the Democrats. You still have people talking about death panels. You still have people saying that this plan is going to come between you and your doctor, which none of this is true. Currently, only insurance companies are becoming between you and your doctor. And then what they're calling the tax, even in Massachusetts under Mitt Romney, the way that penalty is collected is through the tax law. So I think because of a lot of misinformation and poor messaging by the Democrats, the true facts aren't getting out.
For those of you who are just joining us, the House has voted to repeal President Obama's Health Care Act. The vote was 244 to 185. All the House Republicans voted in favor of the repeal. 5 Democrats voted in favor of the repeal. And again, the 33rd time, I just looked this up, the House has voted to repeal all or part of the Affordable Care Act, despite the Supreme Court ruling, which upheld the constitutionality of the law. I mean, that the Supreme Court ruling doesn't make any difference. If there are enough votes to change it, then you change it. The Supreme Court's not a legislative branch. They're just telling you that what was passed works or can work under the guise of the Supreme Court's rules, which supposedly understand, take apart rulings. The rulings are supposed to deal with words and your understanding of words and intent and all that stuff. 800-510-8255. Jeff in Bedford, Virginia, on the air live on the countdown. Hi.
Good morning, Doug. Yes, we failed to count in the cost that the insurance lobby is spending in Washington pushing this thing through. Because if you read through it, it's a gimme for the insurance companies. You know, they're making out like bandits. I've seen my own health care costs increase 40% since they started this. And the insurance companies are robbing us blind.
Well, there's another side to that. The insurance companies are certainly making plenty of money. There's no reason that there isn't more competition. The amount of money that's made, the way that it's made. Three people crafted this law, the Obamacare law. One of them was the insurance lobbyist, Billy Towson, who is the king of the K Street workers for the insurance company. He's the lobbyist for the insurance companies. And so, I mean, when you look at this and you understand what the realities are it's not a health care bill at all. It's not a health care plan. What it is a way for the insurance companies to protect themselves. And we all know the insurance companies are happy to say no even after you've paid your premium. That's their business. Their business is to make money, not to provide you with affordable health care. The only way you are ever going to get affordable health care is to take care of yourself. Why people don't get that, why that isn't the main discussion topic, is beyond me. I can't control the agenda. I can only talk about what people, I can suggest things that come into my mind. You can suggest things that come into your mind. This whole thing is a specious argument that is generated for political purposes only. It doesn't deal with health care. It doesn't deal with prevention. It deals with how much money you get for a particular service. It screws the doctors. It is just a mess. And that's really the bottom line. But the money for the lobbyists, yep, that's the way the system works. If you don't like it, we need to have a revolution. Joe in New York, what about the political side of this from your perspective?
They're not telling us that this health care bill was not written by doctors and surgeons and health care practitioners. It was written by the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies. They're not interested in your health care. They're interested in profits. And now we have the IRS that will be collecting those profits. If you're late with your payment, you get a huge hospital bill. You know who's coming after you? The IRS. Do you think I like this bill? Does any American like this? I cannot believe it. It's like the worst nightmare coming true.
Well, it isn't good. There's nothing about it. But yet, it's just the same political arguments back and forth. You listen to these people who listen to the various talk programs, and they also watch some of the shows on television, and they repeat the same things over and over again because that's their comfort level. If you have abused yourself through your entire life, why are you entitled for me to pay for you to stay alive?
Yeah.
One of the things that is silly is this bill to repeal the health care law. It's foolish and a waste of your money. Does it make a point? Not really. The point's been made already. 800-510-8255. As we continue taking your calls and comments here on the continuing foolishness that surrounds this whoopee task of getting rid of or dealing with so-called Obamacare.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a pre-matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown. We're discussing the continuing foolishness surrounding Obamacare, so-called. Do you have diabetes? Do you overeat? Do you take care of yourself? You feel like you're rewarded for doing so? I mean, the reward is you have a good, long, happy, healthy life. Other than that, you're involved and embroiled in all this foolish political stuff. I actually did the math. $462 million if you take the $14 million a day that it takes to run Congress, and that's just for the House side again. So what do you think about the way your tax dollars are being spent? Do you want to get away from this system? Carol in Georgia, tired of the conversation.
As I get Social Security, so I get Medicare. But the thing is that how could someone that's on Medicare go against their own will? Do that bother you that you have people that's receiving Medicare calling in telling you they don't want the government in their health care? So, you know, it's that, you know, and here in Georgia, they're saying that they won't even take what the president is offering people that don't have Medicare or Medicaid. Now, you tell me what person that in their right minds would sit around and just do nothing.
What person in their right mind, madam, lets their body and their health get into the condition that it gets in and then expects some sort of miracle in terms of health opportunities? It is incredible, isn't it, when you think about it? Is this a slap in the face, this vote that the GOP took to Obama, or do you think he cares? He doesn't care, because he knows he's going to go anywhere anyway. It's just election year politicking on the both parts. 800, but I'd be interested in the Democrats. If we can get a list of the Democrats who voted for this to repeal Obamacare. There were five Democrats. 800-510-8255. Lonnie's in Alabama with thoughts on health care.
You know, it's going to cost so much to get this done. And what are we going to do with the people? Let's say you have smokers and alcoholics. Are they going to be charged more for their health care? I mean, you take someone that's kind of healthy like me, I'm not really going to the doctor that much. And now it looks like a lot of people that don't go see the doctor are going to be paying to go see that doctor. You know, people are just following Barack Obama around by his nose. He seems to have them by their nose. And I don't know. I think, you know, in a few months we get to vote. That's how we're going to change things.
800-510-8255. You want to change things? What about the insight that you have, Yvonne, for everybody to hear?
I'm a Republican and I'm an African American, and they keep saying affordable health care, but what about the quality of the health care? And I just want to say something to the African Americans. They need to wake up and do that research and search and talk and find out who these people are and stop being led through the nose by anything that's going to give them something free. So I know there are a lot of Republican people out there that don't think this way. So please do your research and read and stop listening to everything just because you want to hear what they have to say. It's like when you go to church, if the preacher doesn't say something good, you walk out. So just, you know, do your research, my dear people, okay? And don't be led through the nose by every turn of the wind.
All right. That's pretty good advice. Thank you, ma'am. Stockton, California. We're talking about what's going on there healthcare-wise and otherwise. 51 after the hour. Just a moment.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has a number of websites that are important to people who want to take care of themselves, the Scamicide.com website and SteveLaw.net. He gives a lot of his time and expertise to helping people, which is what we're all supposed to be doing. He helps us understand some of the issues from the legal side here on our countdown every week. I guess, Steve, we ought to start with the highest profile of all of these, the Penn State case review by Louis Free. First of all, is he a lawyer? He was the director of the FBI, but yeah. I can't remember whether he's a lawyer or not, amongst all the other things he is.
Yeah, I believe he is. And, you know, that's one of the things about this report is this is a guy who is not only unbiased, but eminently qualified to do this kind of an investigation. So it carries just a lot of weight.
All right. So what did he find that was of interest and importance? And more importantly, what has legal – can the people from this information who are involved sue the hell out of the state of Pennsylvania, Penn State, any of these people in their civil cases?
Yeah, there could be all of the above, because the question is, did these various – it focused on paterno The president and a couple of other administrators, all of whom had information about Sandusky earlier, and it would appear all of whom essentially covered up and breached their duty. The question is, did they have a duty to these kids? And I think they probably did, because a number of times these were dealing with events that were occurring on the Penn State campus, and this is enough, I think, to give a legal
right.
connection to them.
Absolutely. Of course they did. My heavens. All right, next up, all of the people talking about the Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes divorce. Legally, there are all these things that are supposedly sealed.
Yeah.
When you seal up something like this, can you get into it if some newspaper reporter wants to get at it, can he, or does these things really stick?
You know, the interesting thing is, and this happens in certain types of divorces, certain records in court can be sealed, but, you know, the security is such that it can be breached. What does happen sometimes is only a court can issue a divorce,
yep.
but the terms of the divorce can be done by an outside arbitrator. This is what happened with Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. The terms of their divorce were done in a private arbitration, kept secret, and then when they went to court, all they dealt with was just the court ordering the divorce. I think that's what you're going to find happens with Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. She didn't even really have jurisdiction in New York. She hadn't been there. She would have had to have lived there a year in order to have the case heard there. But she had enough leverage on him that behind the scenes the pressure was put on. The financial issues were taken care of by a pretty tight prenuptial agreement, but with the custody, and that was the real issue, I don't think the Church of Scientology wanted to have a trial airing dirty laundry, so they'll keep that private.
All right, so Cruz says he's going to sue the National Enquirer. Does that go anywhere?
No. Yeah, it's opinion. You know, I was looking at the article that they had, and I think he's probably from his position, he is right to threaten the lawsuit. That will get enough of what he wants as a position out there. But as far as what they're saying, they would have to Cruz would have to prove that they knowingly lied or had a reckless disregard for the truth. And the kind of comments that I saw within that article were such that, you know, most of them could qualify as exaggeration, puffing if they weren't exactly true. So a lawsuit would go nowhere. And once again, the last thing he wants is to open up his life to a lawsuit. He's just he wants to go on record as saying it's not right.
All right, let's spend a minute on the voter ID law discussion that took place on a lot of stations this week. Holder says it's really horrible. Most people say, hey, doesn't this make sense?
You know, you go back to various laws that used to be done in regard to limiting voting, particularly in regard to race, and there were issues about
yep.
tests and things like that, and
yep.
those were illegitimate. This isn't. This is something to just make sure the people are who they are. So I'm not sure the motivation of Holder, but I don't see that it has much.
Especially coming from Chicago, a guy from Chicago, of course.
You've got a point.
My God, that actually makes it laughable.
Yeah.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney here for the Countdown Show, and his website, scamaside.com, very helpful, and stevelaw.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.